Nolte, Harry and Meghan not delivering on $100 million Netflix deal after Spotify implosion. By John Nolte on February 28, 2024. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are not delivering on their $100 million Netflix deal after the implosion of their $20 million Spotify deal in 2023. Teehee, Spotify contract paled in comparison to the estimated $100 million Netflix agreed in September 2020 to pay them. The far-left rap reports, a deal which produced a documentary series Harry and Meghan 2 years later, and little else since then. So two of the most insufferable, self-involved, entitled, Ungrateful Crybabies the World Has Ever Seen have had 3.5 years to produce for Netflix, and here we go again. This sounds awfully similar to what blew up the Harry Meghan Spotify deal. These two fucking grifters, as one Spotify executive accurately called them, used all the sound, fury, and heat over the betrayal of their family to sign lucrative deals and then did to their partners what they did to their own grandmother, father, and brother, stab everyone in the back. Spotify wisely cut these two untalented losers loose in 2023. Meghan was then forced to sign on with some podcast company in Minnesota, where the rap says Markle is not expected to earn a big payday. So the Harry Meg have pushed all their chips into the center of Hollywood at Netflix, and here are the results so far. What's gone wrong? The rap spoke to multiple insiders who say the Sussexes have worn out their welcome in Hollywood with an iron-fisted desire for control, combined with a lack of experience. A revolving door of executives have departed the couple's production company, Archul, in the past 2 years while a long list of exhausted agents, producers and other industry veterans have stamped it with a life's too short reputation. One executive who had the displeasure of working with them told the rap, everything with them was fraught and complicated because they wanted complete control. Another said, it appears that they just want what they want and won't take advice. One person described working with them as a nightmare, who made the collaborative process very hard, to the point that there was no collaboration at all. So stuff just isn't getting made. Markle brainstormed a feminist cartoon called Pearl, but Netflix wisely killed that. And now, after more than 3 years, no projects are percolating, certainly nothing that will happen soon. And by the sound of it, the Harry Meghan's production company is dealing with hellacious turnover, probably because everyone hates working for these two. This is the bottom line. The viewing public may not be interested in a romantic movie. The Harry Meghan want to make, public relations expert Mark Borkowski told The Wrap. They create a lot of column inches, but do people want content from them unless it is revealing something extraordinary about themselves or the British royals? He said. I don't know how much more they can reveal. And there it is. Everything these two sociopaths have to offer has already been offered, smearing their own family. The idea that the Harry Meg can somehow become entertainment moguls is insane. First off, no one likes them. Secondly, they have no experience. All Markle accomplished during her time in Hollywood was becoming a D-list actress. The only entertainment experience Harry has is hooking up with that D-list actress. The only currency these two carried is spent, stabbing their family in the back. This means that all that remains is the Harry Meg. And who can trust or respect anyone who would sell out their own family for unearned fame? The best part is that they are blowing a golden opportunity. If they would work with people, their names alone would lift them into the Hollywood stratosphere. But rather than recognize their limitations and inexperience and agree to collaborate with smart people, their insecure egos are destroying relationships and deals. Dummies. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.